one of the country's leading design museums, has been redesigned. The Cooper Hewitt Smithsonian Design Museum in New York City is reopening after a three-year renovation that cost $81 million. The goal here was to better display a collection that ranges from vintage armchairs to Jimi Hendrix posters to Victorian birdcages. The collection is housed in New York's Andrew Carnegie Mansion, and the redesign has turned this historic building into one of the most technologically advanced museums in the country, as NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Today's an important anniversary for Cooper Hewitt.
On December 12th in 1902, Andrew Carnegie actually arrived with his wife and daughter in a horse-drawn carriage.
That's Carolyn Bauman, the museum's director.
So we chose December 12th, 2014, for obvious reasons, celebrating the new Cooper Hewitt the same date that Andrew Carnegie moved in.
The sprawling 64-room mansion with its high ceilings and tall windows was once on the leading edge of home innovation.
The Carnegie home was one of the first houses in New York City to have air conditioning and an early example of heating.
And now, Bauman says, Cooper Hewitt is using this historic mansion to advance museum innovation. Bauman says in an age of social media, video games, and selfies, visitors are no longer content to be passive recipients of information.
So here we have the immersion room.
Bauman takes me to a second floor gallery about the history of wallpaper. At a table with a big touchscreen, I can sort through hundreds of wallpaper designs, from antique, floral, French prints, contemporary, and abstract patterns. If I want to see what it would be like in a room, I tap the design and it's projected onto the wall.
The idea was that people would better understand the impact of wallpaper by saying, look what this can do to a room. Look how it transforms the room.
If you were actually decorating your house and thinking about
wallpapers, right.
You could come here for inspiration.
Exactly, that's what we're hoping.
And you can design your own wallpaper. Bauman draws a few shapes and they replicate across the wall. I add a big dot.
Now it looks like a bunny rabbit with a tail.
Exactly. See how easily things can change?
Visitors will use a pen-like object designed by the museum to draw on this table. It looks like an oversized black crayon. Each visitor will get one during their visit. Seth Chen is the museum's director of digital and emerging media.
It's also shaped like a pen because it gives visitors the explicit permission to go and do things. It's like, hey, we've given you a pen. What do I do with a pen? Oh, I create stuff. Right, obviously I'm here to create stuff.
There are other touchscreens in the museum you can draw on and make a zigzag or a curlicue. And it brings up objects from the permanent collection that use that shape.
We see a circle pattern in this trumpet that is in this 1736 pen and ink drawing.
The pen keeps a digital record of your visit. It will have the wallpaper you drew, and if you tap an X symbol next to the display of, say, a turn-of-the-century chair you find interesting, that will also be part of a personal account that you can visit after you leave the museum.
You can look at more information, you can share it with your friends. It's a memory device.
Many other museums are keeping an eye on Cooper Hewitt. Museums have been experimenting with handing out iPads to visitors and creating special apps with audio tours. But visitors often don't use them, says Nancy Proctor, Deputy Director of Digital Experiences at the Baltimore Museum of Art.
What's interesting about the pen is it's about as far away as you can get from an audio tour device. That's really exciting as an invitation to all of us in the museum field to kind of think outside that audio tour box.
Cooper Hewitt will now also have the ability to learn more about what gets visitors most excited about their collection. She says this is important to attracting young donors, many of whom want proof that their money is making an impact. Museums are also struggling to attract younger visitors. According to a survey by the National Endowment for the Arts, the number of visitors between 35 and 45 is declining. Cooper Hewitt director Bauman hopes that by making the experience more interactive, that will begin to change.
This renovation, the past 3 years, was really the lifetime opportunity for Cooper Hewitt to modernize, to renew, to become something new.
The museum opens its doors today, though the new technology will continue to roll out over the next few weeks. Laura Seidel, NPR News.